Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titles. The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2823, and today's date is July 13th, 2022, and the title of the episode is Durham Requests 30 Subpoenas, Sting Operation Active, Hunter Biden Will Bring Down D.C. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, the puppet masters, they're in trouble now with their agenda. Think about how all this began. It began with the pandemic. They were preparing to keep the entire economic system shut down for at least 10 years. They were hoping that everyone was going to stay in their house locked down and they were going to receive a check from the government, not just here in the U.S., but around the world. And people were just going to be happy with this. And as time went on, the system would break down. You would see inflation, supply chain issues, fuel prices would start to move up, and the entire system would be coming crashing down. That's what they planned on. Think about what's happening today. What's happening today is they don't have control over it. Yes, this is their plan, but they never expected all of this to happen while the people weren't locked down. The people weren't receiving a check. The people can see everything very, very clearly. And everything's accelerating, and they're in trouble. Remember, they told us that inflation was transitory. Biden said, there is no inflation. I spoke to economists. They know exactly what they're saying. There's no inflation whatsoever. He even said there's not going to be a recession. Now, Bank of America is already saying, yes, we're going to be heading into a recession the latter part of this year. And we can see everything that they were trying to do is happening right now, and it's falling apart on them, especially with inflation. Remember, inflation is the fiat destroyer. It will destroy their system. And that's exactly what we're seeing now. And the people, they are watching this play out. They realize what's happening, and they know who's going to be accountable in the end of all of this, especially out in the Netherlands. The Netherlands, they're upset because the government plans to steal their land and livelihoods. This is part of their plan to take the land, to change the way we create and grow food, because they want complete and utter control over the global food system. They want to control what people eat. And the farmers there, along with many others like the fire departments and everyone else, they're pushing back. They never expected this to happen. Now, think about it. If this was during the pandemic and everyone was shut down, everyone was depressed, everyone was on drugs, there was suicide, people were receiving their checks, people really wouldn't notice a lot of this because they'd be too busy with what they were doing during this pandemic and scared and afraid of getting this virus. But the people aren't sequestered in their homes. The people aren't afraid. The people can see it all. And we see that this is spreading across the globe. Look, we have it out in Argentina where people are protesting. Sri Lanka, they chased the president out of that country. We see out in Italy, massive protests in front of Mario Draghi's city center office. They said, you come down or we'll go up. The people aren't having it this time. And the people are feeling the pressure. And it's getting worse and worse as time goes on. And the people around the world, they're waking up to this. Remember, everyone has this in common. The economy is going to bring the people together because it's not a left or right issue. It's an everybody's issue. And everyone's seeing it play out here in the United States. I mean, inflation has now gone up to 9.1%. So is that the real inflationary number? Well, we know they changed the calculation going back, and Shadow Stats, they showed the real inflation for May 2022, and that was 16.81%, almost 17%. So when you look at this, we're probably very close to 20% right now. 20% inflation, and if you actually go back all the way back to 1913, I'm sure that this inflationary number is much, much higher. But let's use 20% right now. People are feeling the pain. And we could see that groceries are up 12% in the past year. This is the biggest annual increase since 1979. Chicken is up by 19% in the past year. Biggest increase ever. Gas is up 60%. Biggest since 1981. Electricity is up 14%. Biggest since 2006. Rent is up by 5.8%. Biggest since 1996. Now, if we go back in time and we look at the inflationary numbers, and we look at the time that Trump was in office. This is his last month in office. This is December 2020. It was at 1.4%. February 2021 went up to 1.7%. Go from February to April, it went up to 4.2%. June, 5.5%. August, 5.3%. October, 6.2%. December, 7.0%. February, 7.9%. April, 8.3%. May, 8.6, today 9.1. So this entire period right before Putin went in for that strategic operation in Ukraine, we were already at 7.9%. It has nothing to do with Ukraine. It has nothing to do with Putin. This is part of their agenda, and people could see this very clearly. Now, since we're seeing inflation completely out of control, we're seeing fuel prices out of control, we have White House Brian Deese out there, and he's the White House National Economic Council director. He's saying we need to spend more because of this inflation that we're experiencing. Yeah, that's going to make it better. So let's see. If I have a fire, what do? I throw gasoline on it. That's going to put it out. No, it's going to make the fire bigger. If you spend more and you put more into circulation, you're going to see more and more inflation because you have a lot more of these paper Federal Reserve notes in circulation, which means it devalues the Federal Reserve note, which means you need a lot more of them to pay for the same exact item. The item is not changing unless the manufacturers shrink them down, but I'm talking about they're not changing. They're pretty much the same. It's the currency that is losing value. And how much value is it losing? Well, if we use the numbers they've given us, 9.1% year over year, by the way, this was the biggest increase since February 1981. The inflation is hurting American workers. The average U.S. worker is losing $3,400 annually due to inflation. Married couples, that is about $6,800. This is a complete and utter disaster. But don't worry. Joe Biden, he has a plan, and he's letting everyone know what he's going to do. Now, he made this speech, but what's very interesting about this is that he made the same exact speech a month ago. Take a listen.
Use every tool available to address the price increases.
And it's beginning to work.
Take
gasoline and gas prices. Last week, I announced the largest ever release from the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve to increase the supply of oil and help bring down prices.
I brought together
other countries, India, Japan, the Republic of Korea.
So basically, he's just repeating the same exact thing. Telling everyone the same exact thing that he told everyone last month, which means it's not working. Everything that he's saying is not working. Yes, fuel prices are going to come down a little bit. Maybe inflation will drop a little bit. But remember how much it's gone up. If fuel prices go up to $6 and they drop 40 cents, we're at $5.60. Is their policy working? Or did they use the strategic petroleum reserves to just bring down the price a little bit? And then all of a sudden, we're going to see it shoot back up. That's actually what's happening right now. And you have to remember, if they tell you, oh, it came down 30 cents, it came up down by 40 cents, but it went up by $5. It went up by $3. It went up by $2. So what they're saying doesn't make sense whatsoever. The same thing with inflation. If inflation is 9.1, it goes to 9.0, it's still at 9%. And it's not the way it was. And people are experiencing this. Actually, Trump, he put out a statement. He said the following: inflation just hit another 40-year high of 9.1%, which is terrible for our country. Fuel prices up 60%, airfare up 34%, eggs up 33%. How can people survive this? How can businesses survive this? Our country is so weak right now because the radical left Democrats have no clue what they're doing. All they want to do is get Trump, and they are willing to destroy our nation to do it. America will not allow this to go on for much longer. Don't vote for radical left Democrats. Vote for America First Republicans. Save America. Absolutely. And people are recognizing this. And if you really look at the plan, if you look at what Trump and the Patriots have done, if you know the playbook of the deep state, of the central bank, you know what they're going to do. And all you have to do is accelerate their plan so everyone can see it. And since everyone is seeing it, they understand exactly what they're doing. And if they're doing this and they're bringing down the system, you can continually point the finger and have the enemy destroy their own system while everyone is watching this. And that's exactly what's happening. Remember, the Fed, they have two mandates: control inflation, which is the devaluation of their currency, and make sure that people are fully employed. That is it. If they don't live up to that, what happens to the Federal Reserve? Well, I do believe there could be an investigation, maybe an audit, and we could say, hey, you let inflation go to 12%, the economy crashed, people got laid off. Why do we need the Fed? It's that simple. And what are we seeing right now? Companies are laying off. They're making announcements. We have Peloton, 2,800 people. This was February 8th, 2022, when they made the announcement. April 19th, 2022, we have Better. It's a real estate firm, 3,000 people. Fast forward to May 3rd, we have BizPay, 30% of their staff. And this goes on and on and on. And there's a list of about 33, 35 businesses that are already making the announcement saying, we're going to be laying off people. These are going to be thousands and thousands of people without jobs. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster. But what we're going through right now, we are going through a transition. We're transitioning away from the globalist system. The globalist system is being destroyed by the globalist. And the people are watching this. They know who's going to be accountable. And the entire system is now shifting away from them. And you could see it play out right in front of you, and you know who's going to be responsible for all of this. And what's very interesting about all of this is that Putin, he came out with a statement, and this is coming from Ken Akota the Great on True Social, and this is what Putin said. This is the beginning of the transition from the liberal, globalist, American egocentrism to a truly multipolar world, a world not based on selfish rules for no other reason than the pursuit of hegemony, nor on hypocritical double standards, but on the basis of international law and the genuine sovereignty of peoples and civilizations. And I do believe we're heading down this path right now, where we are now transitioning away from the globalist system. And what's very interesting about Putin saying this, remember when Trump, he was at the UN, and he said the globalists no longer have a future? Well, it seems that all of this is coming true now, and the globalist system is being destroyed right in front of our eyes. Maybe they're not the way everyone thought it was going to be destroyed, but you have to remember, the deep state system, the central bank system, it is deep and wide. They have their hands, their tentacles in everything. And I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they knew if they came directly at the central bank system, they would have pushed back like we've never seen before. But if you allow the central bank system to do what they do best and just accelerate their plan, set it up, so people could see it all, make sure there's no war, make sure there's no pandemic, make sure there's no global economic shutdown. As people watch it, as people experience it, the people rise up and they push against it. And it's not Trump and the Patriots that are destroying their system. It is the globalists who are destroying their own system. Because remember, their agenda is to bring us into the Great Reset. Their agenda is to bring us into the Green New Deal. So why don't you just allow your enemy to do what they do best? Destroy their own system. And as they're destroying it, the people around the world, as this happens, you don't have to wait 8 years, 9 years, 10 years. You're not locked down. You're not receiving a check. You're not thinking about suicide. You're not taking drugs. You're not in a war. There's no destruction everywhere. Everything that they're doing is right in front of you. And they're having a very difficult time explaining why these things are happening. And people can see their actions. They can see that, hey, you're the one who shut down the Keystone Pipeline. Hey, you're the one who went ahead and placed more regulations on the oil company. Hey, you're the ones who reneged on the lease agreements. Hey, you're the one who pushed the stimulus and you want even more stimulus. You are the people that have been doing all this. You're doing this, and the World Economic Forum is out there telling everyone this is why they're doing it. They're doing it to bring us into this new system, and everyone can see it. Everyone can see their actions. Everyone can see their plans. They're not hiding in the shadows. They're not behind the curtain. They're right out in front of everyone so everyone can see it. And as inflation continually gets worse and you see the Biden administration, the puppet masters, the central bank do absolutely nothing to help the situation, people are going to become very, very angry, especially with the Federal Reserve bringing down the entire system while they're trying to control inflation and telling us that everything's okay, the economy's strong. You think people don't know what's going on? Of course they do. And remember, the economy is felt by everybody. And I do believe in the end, this is going to bring a lot of the people together. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled the 14 foods for amazing skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a U.S.-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are being trapped in this gigantic sting operation that started a long time ago. And you can see all the pieces, they're all coming together now, one by one. Durham right now, he has ordered 30 subpoenas. We have Weiss, which I do believe the unsealing of these indictments are going to come very soon. The dripping out of the Hunter Biden information. And yes, there's a lot of information that implicates a lot of these politicians who are blackmailed, who are caught in doing the same thing that he's been doing. And probably in the very end, that this whole thing will bring down DC. Actually, down she goes. And then we bring on election fraud. Election fraud, these cases are building. They're building momentum. The individuals who are running for office, they're already out there saying, listen, if I get into office, we're going to push for decertification. So everything is set. The stage is set. And you can see the Patriots, they're moving forward. And the deep state players, the corrupt politicians, they are panicking like we've never seen before. And people are starting to see who the racists are. They're starting to realize their true agenda, what they're trying to turn this country into. And the people are pushing back and pushing back hard because the people have been waking up for a very, very long time now. And people are seeing the truth. It can't they can't hide it from the people. Actually, most of the time, they just say the quiet part out loud. And people are picking up on this. Now, what's very interesting is that we know that Jill Biden, she was out there and she was comparing the Latino community to tacos, saying that they're very unique. And the Latino community, they freaking flipped out over this and said, what's going on here? But we have Republican Representative Myra Flores. She decided to respond with a tweet and she said the following. As per CNN, I'm not the real deal. Maybe I'm not the right type of taco. Then she put out another tweet and she said the following. What the Biden family thinks about minorities, 2020, if you don't vote for me, then you ain't black. Si se Poidway. And the actual pronunciation, if I'm getting this right, is si se puede, if possible. And in 2022, she says, Latinos are as unique as breakfast tacos. And people now can see this very clearly. I don't believe that the D's, Joe Biden, I don't think they're going to be getting the vote from the Spanish community. This is going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. Just like with the fake news, it's a complete and utter disaster because people are catching on and they're really understanding how the corrupt politicians work, how big tech works, and how fake news works. Storm Has Arrived 17 breaks it down for us on Telegram and says the following. Step one, create flashy headlines. So the headline that Storm Has Arrived 17 is pointing at says, Trump was annoyed by his daughter Ivanka's testimony to the January 6th committee. She shouldn't have said anything. Step two, source it with a recognizable outlet such as the New York Times. Step three, if anyone happens to check said source, use phrases like reportedly and according to sources, because remember, it's all a lie. Rinse, wash, repeat. And that's exactly what we see. They continually do this. There's no facts. There's no investigative reporting. There is absolutely nothing. And this is why they say, oh, our anonymous sources or reported by. And they just keep going around in circles. If you actually look at big tech with their fact checking, who do they use as their fact checkers? The fake news. Then the fake news points to big tech. It just goes around and around and around. And people are seeing this very, very clearly on how their system of propaganda works. And people are no longer believing this. But you know what people are going to believe? People are going to believe the information and the indictments that come out of Durham. Because right now, Special Counsel John Durham, he requested a federal court to issue 30 subpoenas for the testimony in the trial against Igor Danchenko, which is the British ex-spy Christopher Steele alleged main source for his discredited dossier. Danchenko was charged with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI, which Durham says he made about the information he provided to Steele for the dossier. His trial is scheduled for October. The DOJ's watchdog said FBI interviews with Danchenko raised significant questions about the reliability of the Steele election reporting, and it contradicted the allegations of a well-developed conspiracy in Steele dossier, and he has pleaded not guilty. So Durham's brief court filing requested the U.S. District Court for the Eastern District of Virginia to issue 30 subpoenas for an appearance before said court of Alexandria, Virginia, starting on October 11th to testify on behalf of the United States. The potential witnesses are not named, but a copy of the blank subpoena reads, "You are commanded to appear." And "you are commanded" is in all caps. Now, this is going to be very interesting because this is going to be happening in October. When are the midterms? In November. The timing is very interesting. And then we have Just Human on Telegram put this out and said the following. Interesting that the FBI was secretly recording meetings with Danchenko back in March and June of 2017. Almost like there was some kind of sting going on. Really, a sting operation? You mean the sting operation was active going far back as 2017? Of course it was. The Patriots were preparing to shut the entire system down and expose it. And the only way to do that is to allow these individuals to do what they do best, gather the intel, record it, and then in the end, the sting operation is then revealed. What do you think is happening with election fraud? What do you think is happening with treason, sedition, and everything else that these people have done? This is the biggest sting operation that we have ever seen. And yes, this includes Hunter Biden. Because think about the information that is pouring out from Hunter Biden with his prostitutes and him money laundering and using the money for prostitutes. Marco Polo on Telegram put this out and said the following. First, there's an article with all the prostitutes that says Hunter, the sex trafficker. Down below, it says a suspicious activity report, SAR, filed by JP Morgan Chase, flagged Ukrainian woman Mareva after she received tens of thousands of dollars from Hunter's company. The SAR, leaked to the anti-corruption nonprofit Marco Polo and obtained by Daily Mail, says student Anna from SUNY Isle Beach, Florida, received $274,873 between November 2018 and March 2019 with no clear legitimate economic purpose, then sent thousands onto Morval. And I do believe that all this information that is coming out, everything that we're learning about Hunter Biden, and we haven't even seen the connection with Joe Biden and other politicians, this in the end is going to bring down DC. Because remember, how does blackmail work? Did they film these people? Are they on the take? It's starting to seem that way. Qtah put this out on True Social. He said the following. Hunter Biden has the potential to bring down all of DC. Blackmail rules all of these people. Hunter brings down his father. His father ties back to just about everything that has been wrong with DC for the past 50 years. This is why you see nothing about Hunter from the mainstream media. Once it goes mainstream, Joe Biden must answer to his own corruption. And it will go mainstream and absolutely will. Think about when they start unsealing the indictments in regards to Hunter Biden's laptop. You know that this is going to implicate Joe Biden. It's going to implicate foreign governments. And when you see the other information with other politicians, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. Now, take all of that information and then have Ghislaine Maxwell's Black Book release with all those information. Do you think most of these people are pretty much the same people? Absolutely. If you realize what's going on here, you can see that they're building this case, and it's going to be an airtight case. This is the biggest sting operation that we've ever seen. And something like this, to bring down a system that's so wide, so deep, you need to make sure that you're going to do it right. And it seems that the Patriots, they are doing it right. Now, what's very interesting is that Elon Musk, he came out on Twitter, he said something. And then we had an NBC reporter actually respond to it. And this is how the conversation went. Elon first put out A+ for cinematography. And it's a picture of this individual with a helmet, a lot of cameras on top. And it says, Hunter Biden, every time he buys crack and hookers, he's filming everything. Down below, Stephanie Rule says the following. Imagine the positive impact you could have on the world if you use the extraordinary amount of influence and power you have to spread decency, kindness, and positivity. Elon responded to her and said, imagine if MSNBC did that. Ooh, that is a burn. That must have hurt big time. And really think about what he's saying. He's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting with everything that we're seeing right now, we can see that the Biden administration, they're pushing the agenda of the deep state players where they don't want boys, girls. They want everyone mixed. They want everyone confused. They want everyone being pushed into this area where nobody knows anything. Because if you're using pronouns like they, their, them, and everyone's a he, everyone's a she, it could be mixed up. In the end, years later, people will not understand anything. They'll be so dumbed down. They'll have no idea. And if people have seen the movie, The Giver, it's almost like this because in the end, the people, they had to get their injection every single day as they left the house. And they didn't know what an elephant was. They didn't know that killing a baby was murder. They didn't know anything because they were taught something completely different. And that's what they're trying to do here with the younger generation. They're trying to teach them something completely different. And in the end, these people, as they grow older, they won't have any idea what the real truth is. But the Patriots, the parents, they're fighting back. It doesn't mean the deep state's not going to fight and keep pushing this, because they are. Because look what the Biden administration is doing. They've released its modern woke revision to the famed Title IX, which guaranteed rights for women in public schools and will now allow men to invade their rights. The Department of Education has officially proposed its extension of Title IX, a landmark civil rights law prohibiting sex-based discrimination in federally funded schools. The latest revision would include situations that apply to sexual orientation and gender identity. The proposal forces public schools to allow biological men to participate in women's sports and access facilities such as locker rooms and bathrooms. There's going to be no problem with that, right? I mean, they're not going to rape. Oh, wait, haven't we seen this already? Haven't we seen guys and girls' bathrooms and the girls have been raped? Should they refuse, they will no longer receive federal funding. Think about centralization. Think about the Department of Education. This is what they want to do to the police force. They did it with the banking system. Then they did it with Department of Education. Now they want to do it to the police force. Once it's centralized, they can use that control to say, hey, if you don't follow what you're doing, we're not going to fund you. Isn't this what the central bank does? It's the same exact model. So the new proposal defines sex-based discrimination as actions taken on the basis of sex stereotypes, sex characteristics, pregnancy or related conditions, sexual orientation, and gender identity. The revision also requires a streamline of administrative requirements characterized by newly adopting grievance procedures and record keeping of sexual harassment claims. So under the new rules, the administration details that using the wrong gender pronouns to address a fellow student or improper use by faculty is considered sexual harassment. This is a complete and utter disaster. And think about what is happening. You think the parents are going to go along with this? Do you think the majority of Americans are going to go along with this? No, they push back against CRT and they're going to push back against this. In the end, all these departments like the Department of Education, everything, in the end, these departments are going to cease to exist because now the parents are awake. The parents are fighting back. They're seeing the agenda. And in the end, we are going to go back to the communities. The Department of Education will no longer exist because the parents are going to push so hard that it's going to destroy their entire system. And that's what we're seeing happen right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we know that Roe versus Wade was overturned. And the Democrats were out there and they were trying to make the case of, oh, look, see, this is why we need abortion. Look, a 10-year-old Ohio girl, she was raped and she was having a baby. She had no place to go. So she had to leave to a different place to get the abortion. And that was their case. Now, there was no evidence whatsoever. Nobody had any clue that this was going on. The attorney general had no idea. The Ohio prosecutors had no idea. No one knew about it. Law enforcement never even heard of this. And then all of a sudden, we have this individual who just decided, and his name is Gershon Fuentes, 27. By the way, he's an illegal immigrant. He decided to confess that he raped this girl. Now, once again, this is very interesting because nobody had any clue. The prosecutor, attorney general, law enforcement, nobody knew. Now, all of a sudden, we have this guy just coming out of the woodwork. He's an illegal here, and he decided to confess. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you got free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Does something sound a little fishy? Plus, it's an illegal immigrant. So let's get this straight and let's put this into perspective. I know the D's and Joe Biden and the rest were focusing on Roe versus Wade and this girl getting raped. But isn't Biden and his administration letting in all these illegals? Isn't it his fault then? If this whole thing turns out to be true. Now, they haven't done a DNA test yet. So they are doing, I do believe, a DNA test to see if this is the actual guy who did this. Now, this is going to be very interesting. We'll have to see how this plays out. Now, Greg Price, he said this on Twitter. He said, so a 10-year-old girl was raped in Ohio by an illegal alien and could have gotten a legal abortion in the state because it threatened her life, but the doctors didn't report it to the police, shipped her over to Indiana and turned it into a media story to sell abortion to the public. And meanwhile, a bunch of libs are taking a victory lap in my mentions over a young girl being raped because I had to gall to be skeptical of a story with a single source from an abortion activist who refused to respond to any request for comment. Again, the fact that a 10-year-old girl rape victim was used as a political pawn by pro-aborts so they didn't have to defend abortion for what it is, before we knew any info about the case and are now gloating because it turned out to be real, just shows how evil these people are. Now, the question is it really real? Is this the person who actually raped her? Because some of the story doesn't make sense. See, this guy just decided to admit to it. He raped her and other siblings. He's an illegal alien. Think about all of this together. Something doesn't fit with the entire story. But let's see how this plays out because it's very, very interesting. The other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the Democrats, they're very angry at the Supreme Court justices because they're saying that they promised that, hey, they wouldn't overturn Roe versus Wade. But no nominee has ever promised that precedent would not be overturned. If they did, they'd be unfit for the Supreme Court, Molly Hemingway says. And she's absolutely right. And she's pointed to an article by The Federalist, and it says the following. Nancy Pelosi, Susan Collins, Joe Manchin, and others have also dishonestly claimed that Kavanaugh misled them on Roe either during his confirmation interview or under oath. And this is what Kirsten Gillibrand lied about in May. Every single one of them said under oath that they would actually preserve Roe. That is absolutely fraud, and there should be consequences. So what did we hear during the hearing? When asked about Roe, Gorsuch noted that a good judge will consider it as precedent of the U.S. Supreme Court worthy as treatment of precedent like any other. Kavanaugh was asked what he meant by Roe being settled law. He answered that the case was entitled the respect under principles of stare decisis. Everything the Supreme Court decides is settled law until it unsettles it. Saying a case is settled law is not the same thing as saying a case was correctly decided. Absolutely. So they didn't promise anything. It's all a bunch of BS, and they're just trying to get them on this. But if you look at the transcript and look at what they said, they never promised it. And if they look at the court case and they decide that it was wrongly decided, well, they can overturn it. And that's exactly what they did. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that the American First Legal, they have filed demands with the EEOC asking an agency to open a civil rights investigation into Dick's Sporting Goods. And I do believe this is going to be going to many other corporations. Remember when Roe versus Wade was overturned and all the corporations were out there saying, we're going to pay for the abortions, we'll pay for everything, your flights and all that stuff. I do believe we had a lot of companies out there saying this. Now, the AFL contends that Dick's paid travel for abortions violates a law by discriminating on the basis of childbirth. So AFL asserts that under the 1964 Civil Rights Act and the Pregnancy Discrimination Act, Dick's must provide an equivalent paid benefit to a mother who gives birth. The AFL also alleges that Dick's uses racial and gender quotas, which patently violates federal law. I think this is going to be spread to all different companies right now because they're doing the same exact thing, and this is a complete and utter disaster for them. It seems that they reacted to what the Supreme Court did, and now this is going to get them in trouble. I do believe they have two choices. They are going to have to pay up, or they're going to back off of this, and most likely they're probably going to back off of all of this. Let's see how this plays out. This is going to be very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we can see that we have an invasion at the southern border. And Greg Abbott, he is still not declaring it as an invasion. And the Texas counties are urging him to do this. And I find that very interesting because when you see the videos of these people, they're just coming across. It's not like one or two. There's thousands upon thousands of people. And the Border Patrol is nowhere to be found. Rosie Memos put this out on Twitter and says, how is this not an invasion? We don't have borders anymore. And that's what Joe Biden, DHS Gov, Secretary Mayorkas want. Keep in mind the Constitution says, and the United States shall protect each of them, the states, against invasion. And this is exactly what it is. People are invading this country. And it's a complete and utter disaster. And I do believe people are noticing this. And it's getting worse and worse as every day that passes. And people now, they know who's responsible for this. They know who's responsible for the economy being destroyed. They know who's responsible for the borders being open and having this invasion happen right in front of their eyes. The people are seeing it all. And the people will not forget this. I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they kind of knew this playbook. And if they showed the people the truth, they showed the people the true agenda, the people would always remember this, and the people would use this against these deep state players. And it seems that's where we're headed. Just like what is happening with Twitter, they have been exposed to we the people. And now people are starting to understand and realize that Twitter is not what it seems. It's an intelligence system, same thing with YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and the rest. And it's used to create a narrative. Now, we know that Twitter is going after Elon Musk because Elon wanted to buy Twitter. Twitter didn't want to sell it to him. Elon decided to back out. Twitter now is suing him to force him to buy Twitter. Now, this is just unbelievable. And this is from Cognitive Carbon Public on Telegram. He says the following. This is from Twitter's lawsuit. I said back at the beginning, as the markets began their precipitous descent, that they could have and should have fallen many times before, but they were artificially levitated by the banking cabal. One look at the market's movements post-COVID lockdown exposes the folly. The economy's health doesn't justify more than doubling in value since the lows of 2020. This time, one can surmise the stock markets and crypto markets may have been artificially deflated in order to inflict the kind of financial damage on Musk that could make him unable to follow through with the Twitter purchase. Don't think for a second that the shadow powers who manipulate Twitter wouldn't go to any extreme to thwart this attempt to open the curtains. Meme tick injections, psyops via Twitter is that powerful and that valuable to them. Absolutely. Now, Trump, he responded to Elon Musk and everything that's going on, and I do believe optics are in place, and this is being done on purpose. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: when Elon Musk came to the White House asking me for help on all his many subsidized projects, whether it's electric cars that don't drive long enough, driverless cars that crash, or rocket ships to nowhere, without which subsidies he'd be worthless, and telling me how he was a big Trump fan and Republican, I could have said drop to your knees and beg, and he would have done it. Now Elon should focus on getting himself out of the Twitter mess, because he could owe $44 billion for something that's perhaps worthless. Also, lots of competition for electric cars. P.S. Why was Elon allowed to break the 15 million stock purchase barrier on Twitter without any reporting? That is a very serious breach. Have fun, Elon, and at Jack, go to it. That is very interesting. And it seems that they're keeping this up because, remember, it can't look like they're involved in all this in exposing Twitter. It has to look like they're separate and apart, just like with Jeff Sessions and everything else that Trump does. Remember, this is game theory. This is strategic war planning. And you never telegraph your moves. You never let your enemy know exactly what you're doing. You never put this out there to say, hey, by the way, we're doing a sting operation. And see all these people over here? Well, they're going to expose Twitter. Barr's going to pretend that he doesn't believe in election fraud. This, you don't do that. When you're trying to bring down the entire deep state system, and now I think people are realizing how deep and wide this system is, how corrupt it is, I think people are realizing now why we needed the information war, why Trump couldn't go directly at these people. Because these people, they weren't just going to sit back. If Trump went directly at them with the military, with everything else, all they would have done was set off a nuclear weapon someplace. And they would have said, okay, you came after that group. Now we just made our move. We destroyed a city. We're starting a war. Go ahead, make your move next. That's how it would have turned out. Trump, he didn't want bloodshed. He didn't want a civil war. He didn't want Americans dying. So he decided, you know something? The best way to get the deep state, and we were told this in many of the posts, the best way to go after the deep state is to expose the deep state to the American people. Because once the American people know, once the people realize the infiltration, they see the corruption, it is game over. Because now the American people know. The American people are behind Trump. The American people are saying no more. There's nothing the deep state can do. If they go ahead and they blow something up, you think the American people won't know who did this? Of course, so they're not going to make that move. People already know that they've pushed the pandemic. The people already know that the next variant, the monkeypox, the Marburg virus, and anything else that they throw at us, that people realize that it's the deep state players. They also realize, hey, I'm not taking the death jab. The people are seeing this very, very clearly. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we see a federal judge is now saying that the Biden administration must cooperate with social media collusion lawsuit. So Missouri and Louisiana filed a lawsuit against members of the Biden administration alleging collusion with big tech companies to censor speech. The lawsuit alleges that the Biden administration colluded with and pressured social media giants, Meta, Twitter, YouTube, to suppress and censor free speech on topics like the Hunter Biden laptop story, the lab leak theory, and much, much more. Attorney General Eric Schmidt, he put out all these different examples, and we've seen them before in court documents. And think about this. Twitter was exposed. The judge says, no, the Biden administration must cooperate with social media collusion. It involves the same exact companies. Oh, this is not going to be good for the Biden administration. It's not going to be good for the deep state players. It's all going to start to fall apart. Just like the entire push for disarmament. And that's gun control. I call it disarmament because that's actually what it is. They're trying to disarm the people. They're trying to make it seem like you don't have the right to defend yourself. Why would they do that? Really think about this. And think of the 16-year plan. Why would they continually come out and tell you you don't have the right to defend yourself? Actually, listen to Trudeau in Canada and all the other leaders across the country. You can use a weapon for hunting. You can use a weapon for target practice, but there is no way that you should be using a weapon to defend yourself. Why would they put that out there? Because this way they can control the population. See, a population without a weapon, without the ability to defend yourself, that is a population that you can control. That's what they're trying to do. And look at the latest that Governor Newsom is trying to do here with his corrupt state. And remember, we were told to look at New York, California, watch them. Right now, he signed a bill that will allow individuals, local governments, and state attorney generals to sue gun manufacturers over crimes that are committed with their weapons. Now, let's just think about this for a second. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. What does this open up? That means anything that anyone uses, you can sue the manufacturer, right? Hey, the car got into an accident. I'm suing the car maker. They're the ones who are responsible for it. I cut myself with a knife. I'm suing the knife manufacturer. They're the ones who are responsible for that. This can go on and on. Hey, can we actually take this to the next level? Can we then sue the CDC, the government? Aren't they responsible then? Do you think this law is going to work, or do you think this is going to be struck down? Because wait until you see how many lawsuits there are. And it's going to go to the federal judge, and the federal judge is going to say, no way. Even if they get a corrupt judge and they say, okay, yeah, this is good to go, it's going to be appealed, and it's going to go up to the next court. This will never, ever stand. This is dead before it even got started. Just like the laws that they're trying to pass in New York City, with the red flag laws, I'm going to look at your social media. I'll determine if you can have a weapon or not have a weapon. It's all unconstitutional. This is never going to work. And we can see with everything that's going on, the video has been released and pictures have been released of what the police were doing in the school in Uvalde, Texas. The police were just standing around. There's a picture of one police officer. He had time to use the hand sanitizer where people were getting shot. People were able to go on their phone. People were told to stand down. This whole thing was an op. And the higher ups were instructed to tell these people, don't do anything. Let the shooter kill as many people as possible and don't stop them. Actually, there was one report where a police officer, he had a clear shot. He could have taken this person out. But again, when you see a false flag, and a false flag doesn't mean that it's fake. A false flag means that someone created this event to make it look like it's real when it's really an operation. And the whole thing was driven by other individuals to make the whole entire event look like this is something that just normally happened. And now people can see the truth of the matter. And people are starting to question all of this because it just doesn't make sense. And if you start to look back at all the other false flags, you start to see the similarities between all of them. And you know what else doesn't make sense? The entire pandemic. And what's very interesting, as time goes on, we're getting more and more information that this whole entire pandemic was a hoax. It was driven by fake testing, fake case numbers, fake death numbers. And they had to change the definition of the vaccine because the death jab was never a vaccine. It was a death jab. Remember in September 2021, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention? Remember when they were caught stealthily changing the definition of the word vaccine, as well what it means to be fully vaccinated, because the experimental mRNA jab was not meeting the well-established criteria under the old definition? So they decided to change it. So if you go back in time, a vaccine, a product that stimulates a person's immune system to produce immunity to a specific disease. So that was the original definition of the vaccine. And they changed it to this: stimulate the body's immune response. That's what they had. But leaked emails were produced, and it shows that they weren't trying to be transparent by changing the definition and letting everyone know, actually, they got caught. Actually, they were trying to hide what they were doing. So their bogus spin proved to be yet another outright lie. As newly obtained emails that were released by the Epoch Times, it shows the communication between the frantic CDC officials who were scrambling to change the definition of vaccines because the failures of the experimental jab had become problematic in relation to the old definition. In one exchange that was sent by the CDC official Alicia Downs on August 25th, 2021, she warns her colleagues about how people are beginning to notice that the experimental COVID jab doesn't even meet the CDC's own definition. This seems to be when CDC officials began taking notice of the issue. 1 month later, the definitions were changed. So they weren't being transparent. They knew that this wasn't a vaccine. They knew it was a death jab, and people were starting to catch on. And as time went on, people are starting to realize, wow, the death jab doesn't do anything. Actually, Fauci was already out there saying, yeah, this doesn't stop the transmission. It really doesn't stop COVID. It might tamp down the symptoms. But if you take zinc, D3, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, actually, that just cures you. So what does this death jab actually do? Oh, it gives you myocarditis, sudden death syndrome. It makes men sterile, and it has many other problems. So it does everything else except deal with COVID. Isn't that amazing? But think about how this was deployed. People stood online in a car, rolled up their sleeves, and had an injection of this chemical put into their body without knowing anything about this. They had no documentation. They didn't know about the side effects. They had nothing. They just trusted what the government was telling, what Big Pharma was saying. The people who were injecting this into them, they didn't know anything about the person's health. They didn't know if they had a heart problem. They didn't know if they had cancer. They didn't know if they had any of these things. They just said, drive up and get it. We don't care what your health is about. We don't care what your history is about. This will be okay. But think about the people that just went along with this. Does this even make sense anymore? I hope people now are waking up and starting to realize, maybe I shouldn't have done this. And I think there's a lot of people out there, because you could see that people aren't going along with anything. They're not going out and getting their booster after booster after booster. Why would you have to get so many boosters if this is an actual vaccine that works? You wouldn't. The whole thing is a hoax, a scam, and they played the people. And now we're seeing people, they're becoming angry. Lawsuits now are being put into place, and more people are going to join this. And I do believe in the end, this is going to destroy Big Pharma. But again, the people, they had to make the decision on their own, because you just can't tell the people. Sometimes you have to show them, and sometimes it hurts. Sometimes this is the only way you learn. It's almost like telling a child, don't touch the hot stove. Trust me, it's going to be hot. It's going to burn you. The child goes, yeah, I don't really. You think so? Ow. Oh, yeah, it does. And now that child won't touch a hot stove again. The same thing with this. Doesn't matter how old you are. Sometimes you have to be shown certain lessons in life, so you don't do it again and repeat it again. Sometimes they're hard lessons. Sometimes it's just hard for people. And sometimes they have to be shown. But I think a lot of people now are seeing this, and people are realizing what has been done here. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for the deep state players. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that this whole January 6th Unselect Committee, they're trying everything and anything to go after Trump. And you can see their main purpose is to try to refer some type of criminal activity up to the Department of Justice, so this way he can't run in the next election. That's their whole motivation right now. Is it going to work? Absolutely not. Their entire case is falling apart. Jack Posobiec put this out and said, breaking, January 6th accidentally posted text messages to Mike Lindell proving the march to the Capitol was just because there was another speaker stage set at the Supreme Court. So much for your narrative. That means the insurrection really isn't happening because they presented evidence that there was a second stage at the Supreme Court and Trump wanted people to march to that. So how is this insurrection? This destroys their entire case. It's falling apart. And you can see why the deep state players are panicking, because more and more evidence of election fraud is coming out. And I do believe we're on the cusp of decertifying the election. Trump, he put out a truth on Truth Social. He said the following: the Democrats now lost Wisconsin. The cheating and irregularities were unbelievable. So much for the big lie. And to think other states were far worse. But they're doing their deep dive also. Our 2020 presidential election was indeed the big lie. In reverse. He's absolutely right. And then he said, thank you to the great patriots of Wisconsin for never giving up on the election integrity. They understood the election scam very early and did something about it. And he's absolutely right. Other states need to get on board. But I do believe with everyone that is ready to go in the midterms, governors, mayors, we're looking at representatives in Congress. I do believe when the patriots are in place, a lot of these individuals have been saying they are going to push for decertification. And this is going to be very interesting because once the patriots take control of the House, they take control of the Senate, everything is going to be turned around. And what's very interesting about this is Devin Nunes, he forecasts what's going to happen after the Republicans take back control of Congress. And Patriot are in control on Telegram, put this out, and it says paybacks are going to be, you know, a bitch. What did the Department of Justice know? Were they coordinating with these corrupt members of Congress who are running a kangaroo show trial? These are really bad, evil people. Cash on who should be investigated: Adam Schiff, Pelosi, Raskin. Actually, I do believe there's going to be a lot more people investigated. These people are going to be subpoenaed. Their phone records are going to be subpoenaed. Their emails are going to be subpoenaed. Their texts are going to be subpoenaed. The patriots are going to get all this information, and people are going to see the true documentation of what these people were doing. This is why they're in such a deep panic. This is why they're pushing so hard, because they know once they lose control, once they lose in the midterms, it's over for them. It's game over. They won't have any control anymore. So if you don't have control in the House, you don't have control, and I'm talking about the corrupt politicians, and if you really think above that, if you think about the puppet masters, if they don't have control of the people in Congress, and the only thing they have control over is Biden or whoever takes his place, are they in trouble? They've lost control. No one's listening to the fake news. No one's paying attention to that. They know it's propaganda. So what are they going to do when the investigations begin? What are they going to do when the election is proven to be one gigantic fraud, that they cheated, that they overthrew the government? What are they going to do? This is why they're pushing the entire nuclear scare event. This is why New York City is coming out with their public service announcement about nuclear attacks out of the blue. This is why they're pushing the pandemic. And on the other hand, we have the patriots talking about socks, talking about protection. And I don't mean socks that you wear. Talking about the ability to communicate outside of the system. And I do believe the patriots, they know the playbook. They know exactly what they're going to try to do. And the people are going to watch this play out. And yes, there's going to be a scare event. There, I do believe with all the chaos and the riots and everything that's happening, they're also going to throw in that we need to go to war. And they're going to build this up. The fake news is going to go along with it. They're going to build it up. And I wouldn't be surprised if some individual steps in and all of a sudden shuts it all down. And once that happens, the people are going to see this very, very clearly. And people are going to start to realize, wait a minute, they wanted war. This guy stepped in and created peace once again. He did it in the Middle East. He brought the troops home. He shut down the endless wars. And we could see where this is all headed. And once the deep state players completely lose all control, they are screwed. And you're going to see people on the run. You're going to see people trying to escape. But are they going to be able to? I don't believe so. I do believe the country's going to be shut down. I do believe that these people, they're going to be caught. Maybe they'll take the easy way out. But in the end, while all this is coming together and it seems like things are building towards this fall, I do believe they're going to be starting probably in August, moving into September. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster for them. They don't have the upper hand. The Patriots do. And the Patriots are going to show the entire country who the treasonous criminals actually are. They're going to see that everything that they said that Trump was doing, it's actually what they have been doing, and it's going to be documented. And people are going to see this, and people are going to understand who the treasonous, seditious individuals are. And once the people see this, it is game over for all of them. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. Over 1,100 people participated in a study that demonstrated that collagen supplements are some of the best ways to improve the quality and health of your skin. The study found that taking collagen for 90 days is effective in reducing the appearance of skin aging by improving skin elasticity and hydration. So don't believe the naysayers. Collagen does work. The product I use is one of the most effective ways to strengthen joints, bones, and ligaments, support skin health, and help hair and nail growth. The best thing about using collagen powder is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The 14 Foods for Amazing Skin. Get up to 51% off if you order today by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. Plus, you get free shipping and 60-day money-back guarantee. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Investment paralysis. There are hundreds of so-called experts predicting Bitcoin will go down to 10,000. And then Bitcoin went up to 31,000 again. It proves one thing. No one knows what they're talking about. My Digital Money is here to give you the facts about the cryptocurrency market. And the fact is that every dip is an opportunity for gains. Billionaires celebrate dips. That's when they go on an investment spree. When Bitcoin dipped to 29,000, it was institutional investors and billionaires that went in. And that's why they are billionaires. Cryptocurrency volatility is as great as its potential. When you're ready to invest in cryptocurrency, My Digital Money is here. Whether you want to open a crypto IRA or trade in cash, My Digital Money is a US-based cryptocurrency company that will answer your call, whether it's a forgotten password or a question about coins available. They are there to help. They will not force you to listen to a 10-minute automated message. Call them and they will answer. They are here to help you every step of the ups and downs. Every dip is an opportunity for gains. MyDigitalMoney.com will always be here. MyDigitalMoney.com. Test us. Call them at 833-636-2008. That's 833-636-2008. Or go to MyDigitalMoney.com. Let's talk about our health. Weight management is a universal struggle. After we turn 20, this struggle becomes much harder. This is because our body's metabolism slows by as much as 4% each decade. This is why I highly recommend this amazing keto diet powder. It works to increase the level of ketones in your body without you ever needing to be on a keto diet. So you receive all the benefits of keto, including faster metabolism and weight loss without the strict diet of keto. The best thing about it is that it comes with free shipping, free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, and free e-report titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods. If you want to help support your weight loss, you'll love this product. Get up to 51% off for the next 24 hours by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com. Plus, you got free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Now, let's talk about protecting your wealth. Now, with inflation at 8.6% and climbing, you're going to need some help to get back to financial safety. Noble Gold experts will share their knowledge of gold IRAs so you won't have to worry about a thing. And if you're quick, they're giving away an incredible 1/10 ounce American Eagle Gold Proof coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k rollover. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call them at 877-646-5347. That's 877-646-5347. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, American farmers recently warned about coming food shortages. They're not going to be able to grow enough food this year because of an off-the-charts fertilizer shortage. That means you need to stockpile emergency food if you don't have some. Get the recommended minimum 3 months worth per person in your family. Right now, you can save $150 off 3 month emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're the nation's largest preparedness company, proudly offering Ready Hour brand products because they're the very best. Go to preparewithx22.com and get your $150 savings on their 3 month emergency food kit. This kit provides breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks totaling over 2,000 calories a day. You won't go hungry when you have this food. So go to preparewithx22.com and save $150 on your 3 month food kit. That's preparewithx22.com. Don't let your family suffer. Act now while there's still time. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.